If you're a CPA and you just survived another tax season, first, take a breath. You earned it. But here's something you might not want to hear right now. The moment your clients filed their returns, a timer started. And every week that passes without hearing from you, you get a little less relevant to them. By October, some of your best clients will have forgotten your last name. I'm Nick Gaske from PodBros Media, and today on the PodBros Playbook, we're talking about the post-tax season pivot. Specifically, how the most forward-thinking CPA firms in Arizona and across the country are using branded podcast content to stay top of mind with their best clients year-round. And in the process, converting those one-time tax filers into high-value advisory relationships worth five times the revenue. Let's start with the problem that nobody talks about at accounting conferences. Tax season is intense. You're deep in your clients' financial lives for 3 or 4 months. You know their income, their deductions, their retirement accounts, their worries. You're their trusted advisor. And then it ends. The returns go out, the calls stop, and unless something breaks, you won't hear from most of those clients until next January. Here's the painful part. That window of silence is exactly when they're making their biggest financial decisions. Someone pitches them a real estate deal. A financial advisor takes them to lunch. Their brother-in-law starts talking about setting up an S-corp. And who do they call? Not their CPA. Because their CPA is quiet. The trust you built during tax season evaporates faster than you think. A survey from the American Institute of CPAs found that 68% of small business clients say they want more proactive communication from their accounting firm. More strategy, more guidance, not just compliance. But less than 20% of CPA firms have any kind of regular touchpoint strategy outside of filing season. That gap is the opportunity. Now here's where this gets interesting. The fastest growing CPA firms aren't solving this problem with email newsletters. They're not solving it with quarterly check-in calls that feel like an obligation. They're solving it by becoming the voice in their clients' ears. Literally. Branded podcasts. Consistent, short-form audio content built around the questions your clients are actually asking. What do the new partnership tax rules mean for my LLC? Should I convert to an S-corp this year? How do I handle a significant business asset sale without getting crushed in taxes? When should I start planning for the 2027 sunset of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions? What if your clients could hear your voice answering those questions every single week, on their commute, at the gym, while they're walking the dog? That's not marketing. That's client education. And there's a massive difference. Here's what happens when a CPA firm starts a branded podcast. First, you stay relevant year-round. Your clients hear your voice in January, in July, in October. You're not the person they call once a year. You're the person they think of every time a financial question comes up in their life. Second, you attract the right new clients. When someone searches for a CPA in Scottsdale who specializes in tax strategy for real estate investors, and they find your podcast with 30 episodes on that exact topic, you've already won the relationship before the first conversation. Third, and this is the one that really moves the needle, you shift from compliance to advisory. Tax preparation is a commodity. There are 1,000 CPAs who can file a return. But a trusted advisor who educates you, guides you, helps you make better financial decisions throughout the year, that's worth real money. That's a retainer relationship, not a one-time transaction. And podcasting is one of the most natural pathways to that shift. I've seen this play out in Arizona, specifically here in the Phoenix and Scottsdale market. Accounting firms that used to compete purely on price for small business tax returns are now building subscriber bases, getting inbound referrals from clients who heard an episode and sent it to a friend, and closing advisory engagements that pay 3 to 5 times more than the compliance work they used to rely on. One firm we worked with started a podcast focused on real estate investor tax strategy. Within 6 months, they had over 200 subscribers, 3 new advisory clients who found them specifically through the show, and a wait list for their tax season services. They didn't change their pricing. They didn't change their services. They just became the most educational, visible CPA in their niche. Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have time for this. You just survived tax season. The last thing you want to do is add a production project to your plate. That's exactly why we built Pod Bros Media. We handle everything. The recording studio here in Scottsdale, the editing, the distribution to Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else, the short-form clips for social media, the blog content that goes with every episode for SEO. You show up, you talk about what you know, and we turn that into a full content ecosystem that works for you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The best time to plant this tree was before tax season. The second best time is right now, while everything is still fresh, while you still remember every question your clients asked, while you still have the energy of finishing a hard season behind you. Here's your action step for today. Go to podbrosmedia.com/free-session and book a free strategy session. We'll talk about what a branded podcast would look like for your specific firm, your specific niche, and your specific client base. No obligation, no hard sell, just a real conversation about whether this makes sense for where you want your practice to go. I'm Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. We'll see you in the next one.